Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Wait a minute. Chad Hasty's out. It's Steve Evans.
Mean pride.
Good evening, West Texas.
Yeah, that was a little loud one.
Hurt my ears too. All the way from Lubbock to Amarillo, Wichita Falls, down to Abilene, Midland, Odessa, and the millions listening around the world. Welcome to the Chad Hasty Show. Steve Evans hanging out with you. 806-680-2790 is the number. If you'd like to send me a message, happy to hear from you. It is a reunion evening. I'm very happy about it, but it is a reunion this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Matzik is flying the ship. We haven't done a show together. I don't know. When's the last time we did a show together, Luke? It's been a while.
Like 2.5 years or something like that.
At least. We did the blackout show when we lost power. That was fun. It was like a New Year's Eve or something. I mean, everything in the world. Somebody got on the air and was a potty mouth. We had to deal with that. Then we lost power and some backup generators. And I still have a picture of it. That's I'll send it to you later. But Luke Matzik back in the – we may get him since we'll wait a segment or two. He's got to think about it. Nick does a question of the week. So we're gonna see what Luke will come up with. We may not even be able to air it. It might be so bad. But question of the week. But 806-680-2790. Love to hear from you. This is an unbelievable attention deficit show today because I'm just bouncing all over the place, and kind of a Seinfeld show too because I just didn't have a lot of time to prep. But Chad Hasty had some important business to take care of this evening, so jumping in to help out this evening. Now, everything on everybody's minds is the government shutdown. Dun, dun, dun. The evil government shutdown. It has been 2 days, 17 hours, 6 minutes and 34, 35, 36 seconds since the government shut down, and we have nothing but just complete and utter fear-mongering. That's it. Fear-mongering. Oh, my goodness. I tell you. You've got the left blaming the Republicans. You've got the Republicans blaming the Democrats. And, you know, I remember it hasn't been too terribly long. Let's see. I had to answer a text real quick. That's like an important one, too. Yes, we just make you stop while I answer a text. That's how we do it here. You have to wait. Plus, I lost my train of thought. Oh, my goodness. But I remember not that long ago when the Republicans use it as leverage to shut the government down. And I am always screaming, shut it down. I don't care. And I'm, well, Steve, we're not going to get our payments. Oh, we just frighten all the retired people. The Social Security payments aren't going to go out. Oh, my God. That's just fear-mongering. And you listen to the talking points, you know, the Republican will shut the government down. It's not that big a deal. I had Congressman Arrington on the air one time. I said, let's shut it down. And he just kind of chuckled. What's it going to hurt? And now what's interesting is the Democrats have used it as leverage. They don't have the majority. And listen, again, the Democrats are doing it. I don't care what you say. It's all talking points. Trump shut it down. The Republicans shut it down. That's not true. The Republicans passed a continuing resolution. I wish we could just get a budget passed and not have to fund the government on continuing resolutions. The Republican House passed one. They did what they were supposed to. Breaking news. My watch, everything I got's blowing up right now. Breaking news. And it's probably not even breaking. It's probably not even that great. But the Democrats have stalled it in the Senate using the filibuster. It takes 60 for cloture. And so they're just going to continue to talk about it, and then they've stalled it. And that shuts it down. They want, what they want is absolutely ludicrous. And they don't want to negotiate. They wanted to shut it down. They sure did. But what's bothering me is you've got various Republican organizations that are now going out and doing the fear-mongering thing. The government's shut it down. Our military's at risk. Our retired are at risk. Everything's at risk. Oh, my goodness, the veterans support. Well, I've, you know, talked to a bunch of friends. They got their disability checks. They got them. Some got them today. They still went out. Oh, but they were mailed a week ago. Whatever. It's not going to affect that much. And enough pressure will get put on the Democrats. The Republicans will probably make some concessions. They always do. And they'll turn the government back on. And what have you done? 806-680-2790. If something about the government shutdown has affected you, throw it at me. You want to look at the veterans? Great. The VA. This is what is closing. This is what is impacted. The VA will cease providing transition program assistance and career counseling. Well, I think maybe we could live without that for a little bit. Call centers. The GI Bill call center, National Cemetery Application Assistance hotlines will be closed. The hotlines. The benefits regional offices are closed. Public affairs and outreach to veterans will cease, including social media, vet resources, emails, and responses to press inquiries. Oh, my goodness, the VA doesn't get to respond to a press inquiry. Grounds maintenance or placement of permanent headstones at VA cemeteries. Well, we can pick that up when we open the government back up. Application for pre-need burial at VA cemeteries will not be processed. No printing of new presidential memorial certificates. You can get those when it opens back up. It's going to open back up. We're finding out now. This is why nobody ever wants to shut it down. We're going to find out what we don't need, what's non-essential. Voice said, just get back to essential government. We're finding out what's non-essential. That's why nobody ever wants to shut it down. They don't want us to know. No outreach to state, county, tribal, municipal, faith-based, and community-based partners by the VA central office. I don't even know what that means. Some sort of outreach that happens. Some office that employs people. Here's what's not going to be impacted. Well, you can't get ID cards right now. I think that's on the list, too. That's the regional offices. VA medical centers, outpatient clinics, and vet centers will be open as usual, providing all services. Benefits will continue to be processed and delivered, including compensation, pension, education, and housing benefits. Burials will continue. We're not just going to stack bodies up somewhere, folks. Burials will continue at VA National Cemeteries. Applications for headstones, markers, and burial benefits processing will continue. The Board of Veterans Appeals will continue decisions on veterans' cases. This is kind of like some veterans would rather that board just shut down. They get denied too often. Call centers, primary call centers, so that's your 100-MY-VA-411, and the Veterans Crisis Line, the Veterans Suicide Hotline, 988-PRESS-1. And you can just dial 988 if you need it. That service is there for you. That will remain open. VA Benefit Hotline, 1-800-827-1000, will be available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Still use that. Suicide prevention programs, homelessness services, caregiver support will continue. What's the problem? Well, I'm sure in some of those shutdown services, you need to use something and it's not going to be available. Sorry. I want it to continue for a little bit. I want to reveal what we don't need. Now, there may be some stuff out there. If you know something out there that we need that's been shut down, hit me up, 806-680-2790. Nobody has brought me anything. And listen, I have been combing news sources, and I'm not really seeing any conservative news sources commenting on it. I'm seeing a lot of liberal news sources commenting on it, fear-mongering. JP Morgan's weighed in on it. I can get this one in before the break. Federal agencies, including the Bureau of Labor Statistics, have suspended operations, which means the publication of official economic data. We can't live without that for a little bit. Including the jobs report and the consumer price index will be delayed. Oh, no. This could pose a headache for the Federal Reserve, which was mulling the prospect of further rate cuts ahead of its next meeting in October. They probably weren't going to do it anyway. Now they're going to use this as an excuse. For as long as the government shutdown goes on, we will be operating a little bit blind, but we will think that this, we think that in this current economic environment, it still makes sense for the Fed to cut in October. The chief U.S. economist at JP Morgan said the longer term outlook is murkier. However, especially in continued absence of key economic data, it's going to be challenging to discern what this means for the direction of Fed policy. If the shutdown is lengthier, it could muddy the waters about how markets price the likelihood of any rate cuts past December. That's the head of global rate strategy at JP Morgan. The shutdown could also affect economic productivity. Each week, a shutdown subtracts about 0.1% of annualized GDP growth. How? Via reduced government activity. There could be a sentiment channel as well if the duration of the shutdown enters uncharted territory. Looking at jobs, the shutdown affects a fairly small part of the government, and many furloughed employees will receive back pay. However, the impact could be worse this time due to threatened layoffs and actual job loss, which could create risks for the labor market and consumer spending. No, go get a real job. Get off the government, the government's payroll. Go get a real job. This might actually help the small businesses because there may be more out there in the workforce looking for jobs. People are hiring. I don't care what you say. Every time I talk to a small business owner, they're looking for help. Not just entry-level job, good paying jobs. All the time. Let's take the break. 806-680-2790. Steve Evans hanging out with you. Luke flying the ship this evening. When we come back, we might get Luke's question of the week. Stick around.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio. The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Don't miss the weekend with me, Michael Brown, every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 on the station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 97 years. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Steve Evans hanging out with you. 806-680-2790 is the number to text the show. Something on your mind? Let me know. Let's see maybe if Luke has a question of the week. He's got something.
Well, I was pondering a little bit ago. I've been out of the game for a while, as we mentioned earlier,
that's
like 2.5 years or something.
Makes it so much fun.
And I don't know typically the kind of stuff that Nick asks on the show, and he may have asked this already.
Don't worry about Nick. Sometimes Nick just phones it in. Sometimes it's just stupid and nobody replies.
Well, as somebody...
You can top it.
I'm usually very... As people who know me know that I'm pretty vocal about certain musical hot takes. I carry a lot of hot takes musically. So I was curious, in terms of the audience, what popular musical acts, musicians, bands, or whatnot, what popular artists can you just not stand? And it doesn't... I know there's going to be a lot of Taylor Swift. There's a lot of Swift haters out there.
Swift hater.
Some songs are okay. I think Shake It Off is fun. I like that song unironically. But...
it's catchy.
I want to hear some hot takes. Give me some hot ones.
That's a good one. That's one. So one comes
to mind. Let's ruffle some feathers.
It could be like the Big Lebowski. I hate the Eagles, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Something that will just like really, really anger someone. Ooh, Steve, do you have an example of artist you hate?
I'm like you. I'm a music lover. Mm-hmm. Of all genres. Love music. 70s rock and roll all the way up to gangster rap that I listened to in high school, to some metal, not the hardcore death metal. And it's like I couldn't call out somebody I specifically don't like. I just don't like the genre of music. But someone that just comes on that I just turn off, like tune out immediately. I don't know. I got to think on that for a little bit. 806-680-2790. What music act do you hate? Is hate, that's a strong word. Hate, that's good enough.
You don't even have to hate them. You can just dislike them.
Strongly dislike. Something that causes you to change the channel to, you know, if you're listening to Spotify or random music, you hit advance and, you know, maybe you pay the extra money to advance some more. One of those things. I have to think about that. And, you know, sometimes, like, maybe it's just a particular song from a band that I just really can't stand. I'll think of something in
there. There are some songs from bands that I love that I just can't stand. They're overplayed or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
you just
skip them. So give me one. What's one of yours?
I've got a lot of hot takes musically, some of which I may hold to myself because they are pretty inflammatory, but...
Yeah, you listen to some weird stuff.
I do. I mean, you mentioned a lot of, like, hardcore death metal stuff. That's, like, what I'm into, but...
You can play that stuff, too. You're a musician.
I am in a sludge metal band, so... I know the scene very well.
I don't even know what that is. It's sludge metal.
It's heavy. That's all you need to know.
Really?
It's heavy and it's slow. Let's see.
That makes sense. Sludge metal.
The artist that usually comes to mind in terms of like really popular that a lot of people really adore, but I've just never really been able to get into. I can't get into Guns N' Roses, dude. I can't do it.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses is...
Most of it's probably Axl for me, if I'm being honest.
That's the thing is, so like being a Gen Xer, I mean, we grew up with Guns N' Roses. I was singing Guns N' Roses the other day. My wife's like, what song is that? I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
You remember that one? I can even appreciate like Sweet Child of Mine. I think that's a great song.
Great song.
The band itself.
Slash's guitar rip on that, you can't beat it. It's one of the most iconic and recognizable solos out there, but. So that's kind of the problem is the music might be good, but something that the band did is just like you went to a live show and especially one that where Axl had a complete meltdown and threw his mic down and started crying like a baby and walked off stage. And
this isn't even mentioning how Axl sounds currently, which is abysmal, I think.
I listened to some of that recently and it's horrible. Hang it up, bro. Let's interview a new lead singer, you know, somebody that can still... He had such a range in his prime that, you know, you can't go back and cover your own stuff and still hit the range that you once had.
I think a lot of artists need to just be able to recognize when it's time just to hang it up. And I don't think there's any shame in that. He's had a really good run, and now it's done, man. You don't got to keep trying to stretch it out because
is being cute. They said Rush.
Oh, man, come on.
They know I love Rush.
Come on. You know,
you're going to get to hear it again when we load up the show at the next hour.
I may just play some Rush next segment.
You know,
who knows?
I'm a Rush fan. Green Day and Bruce Springsteen. I hate Bruce Springsteen.
I can feel that. I feel that.
And Green Day is one of those that, you know, just like the Dixie Chicks, they open up their mouth and say, I'm going to leave the United States because of one reason or another. And you're like, yeah, I just don't like you anymore. So, yeah, Green Day and Bruce Springsteen from 620. Anything country.
So that's what I kind of expected. Genre, you know? A lot of people are country haters.
And Taylor Swift - Kelce. Gonna hate on the fiance too.
He's not even in the music scene.
He's not. He's good, man. He's all right. Let's see. Several from Robert jumping in. Popular artist I can't stand. I will go further. Any artist that tells me my political views are wrong. But that's not hating on the music. Let's see. As for Metallica post-Load album, what does that mean?
Load was like their mid-90s
post-Load album.
Yeah.
When did Load come out? I
want to say 95? I could be wrong. Mid-90s, I think.
Was it? Let's see. June 1st of 96 was the Load album. So anything post... when did Saint Anger come out? That was after that.
Saint Anger was like 04 or something. That was early 2000s.
It was a pretty good tune. Man, now we got Robert hating on Metallica. How can you hate on Metallica? They're too iconic.
Metallica, for me, is a band that I do really respect, but that's another one that may ruffle some feathers. I'm not super into them. I respect a lot of songs like Master of Puppets, I think is awesome. And some of their albums I have a lot of respect for. It's just not really my thing. I'm not really a thrash metal guy in general, though. I don't know.
Right, but you've got some of those bands that they paved the way for some modern music. Metallica really paved the way for the way they did things.
Oh, absolutely.
They became popular. And you have a lot of grunge and garage bands that kind of spun out of the Metallica idea. They copied their, which you can't copy their sound. They used a bunch of old style tube amps to get started, and now they just synthesize that same sound. But they're hard to copy. They're unbelievably iconic. But anyway, you are interested in your opinions? 806-680-2790. News and weather. We'll be right back with more Chad Hasty Show. Stick around.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Hey, low water crossing. Stop the car.
Nah, I'm going to drive right through it.
Oh, not with me, you're not.
In Texas, low water crossings fill up fast. Your vehicle can be swept away in 2 feet of water.
Let's just turn around and go a different way.
And be late for the party? No, I'm driving across it. What are you doing?
I'm getting out.
Wait. Hey, I've got an idea. How about we turn around, go a different way, and be late for the party?
You are so smart.
Turn around. Don't drown. A message from TxDOT.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Headlines: a Johnson County woman gets 25 years in prison after pleading guilty to giving her 12-year-old nephew a gun before he shot and killed a Sonic employee in Keene 2 years ago. Matthew Davis was killed after he asked the boy's uncle to please stop urinating in the parking lot in front of customers. The boy who shot him is currently doing 12 years in the Texas Juvenile Justice Division. The state approves an emergency rule regarding THC sales. Merchants now banned from selling such products to anyone under 21. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is demanding that Odessa, Lamarck, Tom Bean, and Whitesboro suspend planned property tax hikes. The office launching an investigation to whether the cities violated a new state law that limits how much local governments can raise property taxes without voters. And Texas Attorney Paxton investigating reports that TCU canceled a Turning Point USA event featuring detransition activist Chloe Cole, which TCU denies was officially booked. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
In Texas, we pride ourselves on standing tall. But sometimes, even the toughest folks need a hand. If you or someone you know is having a mental health crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Or to chat, visit texas988.org. Trained counselors are available 24/7 to provide confidential support at no cost to you. With 988, you're not alone in the Lone Star State.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Friday evening, as temperatures will drop eventually into the lower 60s by Saturday morning. On Saturday, temperatures once again in the upper 80s under a partly cloudy sky. Saturday morning into Sunday morning around 61 degrees, and then Sunday's temperatures in the upper 80s. Weather brought to you by the Sonic Smasher this month only. Buy one and get one free large drink when you order it in the Sonic app. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee saying today he's wary of cutting interest rates too quickly as threats to both inflation and employment increase. On CNBC's Squawk Box, Goolsbee says pressure is mounting on stable prices and low unemployment rates. Tesla and General Motors are leading the U.S. automotive industry this year in record domestic sales of all electric vehicles. New data provided to CNBC from Motor Intelligence shows that United States sales of electric vehicles topped 1 million units through the first 9 months of 2025. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed during the final session of the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 setting fresh record highs, the Dow gaining more than 230, the S&P up slightly. The tech-heavy Nasdaq lost 63 points. Crude oil futures for November are up slightly. They're under 61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. 806-680-2790 is a number to reach the show. Steve Evans hanging out with you. We're talking about government shutdown. And of course, Luke's question of the week. What band do you dislike, hate if you want? 215 jumped in and said Bob Dylan. Yeah, I can kind of get around there. Yeah.
No, Bob Dylan. I love Bob Dylan. I get it, though. I get it.
It's not about you, Luke. You asked. It's not just about you. You're going to have a wider range of things you like than most people do. Much wider range, like me. Love all music, almost. I even like I like opera. I love some. I like symphony. I like a pretty wide range. Okay, let me get back down to 801 says, will our military still get paid? Well, right now, no. They're not currently being paid. Federal workers won't be paid. That would include military. But keep in mind that the military gets paid twice a month, usually the 15th and right at the end of the month. And I am pretty sure everybody just got their end of September checks, and they won't be looking for another check until the 15th. Now, does that mean they're going to be late? Probably. I don't know when they start actually processing payroll, when they start actually cutting checks. Nobody gets a paper check in the military. I don't believe everybody's on direct deposit now. I think they're required to be. So possibly they may not get paid. And yeah, that could be a problem. I just don't think it's going to take that long to negotiate a deal. Enough pressure is going to get put on Democrats. They're going to put themselves in a horrible position, especially staring down midterms. They're going to put themselves in a terrible position. And they can fearmonger all they want. Hakeem Jeffries on all over the place. Oh, the Republicans have shut it down. That's not true. The Senate Democrats have done it. That is who really is to blame if you want to point fingers. Agencies and departments each have their own operational procedures during a shutdown. They've issued guidance, and there's so many. It's vast. Federal workers will largely not be paid during a shutdown. Employees who are considered essential must still report to work, right? So they lose their job, although they will not be paid until the government reopens. I'm pretty sure they get their money on the 1st and 15th, too. Furloughed and essential employees will receive back pay after a shutdown ends. The president and members of Congress, however, are continuing to receive paychecks during a shutdown. That's constitutionally protected. Some are giving them back. I think I saw something from Senator Cruz where he was not going to take his paycheck or he was going to give it back during this time. Let's see. There's so much misinformation and propaganda surrounding the health care for illegal thing. Can you explain it in an unbiased way? I don't know that I can. I'll try and get to that here before the show. I don't know that I can. And I might just be propaganda and misinformation too. You never know. I've got my opinions. It may not be the gospel truth all the time. I do my best. I really do. I do my best to be as informed, and you know, regular listeners know, if I'm not versed on a topic, I'm either not going to talk about it, I'm going to tiptoe around it, or I'm just going to tell you I don't know. Because I don't believe in putting out misinformation. I don't like propaganda. I don't like fear-mongering. I don't. And that's why I try to grab multiple sources. And like I said, I mean, I'm reading from NBC right now. There's multiple sources out there. And I don't see a lot of conservative commentary, so I'm trying to put things that I believe are probably close to the truth. NBC will spin it. ABC will spin it. CNN will spin it. Even the Associated Press, they'll spin it. Even Fox News will spin things sometimes. I don't always trust what they put out. But the members of Congress and Donald Trump, their pay is constitutionally protected. But I think all federal workers are on twice a month. And so it'll be around the 15th before we know if there's really a problem. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters on Wednesday that layoffs would be imminent. Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vought also told Republicans during the day that federal employees will begin to be fired in 1 or 2 days. I haven't heard of any firings yet, but there may be. Yesterday, Trump said in a True Social post that he would meet with Vought to decide which Democrat agencies the OMB director recommends to be cut and whether or not these cuts would be temporary or permanent. Trump, like other Republican leaders, blamed Democrat leaders in Congress for the shutdown. Of course he did. It's their fault. I don't see how that's even up for dispute. A continuing resolution was passed in the House. The Senate votes are there. But the Democrats are filibustering. How is this not? Somebody explain to me how this is not the Democrats' fault. Well, you won't give them their demands. They're unreasonable. Completely funding Obamacare. Unreasonable. Among other things. The Republicans aren't going to, they're not going to cave. And so that's the message is, well, they won't cave to our demands. Therefore, they're responsible. No, your demands are too great and you don't want to negotiate. You want to draw a hard line in the sand. I believe the Democrats have shut the government down. Of course, Trump's blamed Democrat leaders and warned them about the impact. I can't believe the radical left Democrats gave me this unprecedented opportunity to expose waste in government, to expose what's non-essential. So the military, you asked, let's see, 893, no, who asked? 801 asked about the military. Majority of veteran benefits and military operations will continue to be funded regardless of the shutdown. However, pay for military and civilian workers will be delayed until a funding deal is reached, forcing them to continue their duties without compensation. We don't know if that'll push past payday. Military personnel active duty, including guard reserves, remain on duty, but no new orders may be issued except for extenuating circumstances, such as a disaster response, national security, something like that. Some National Guard members serving through federal funding could have their orders terminated unless performing an essential duty. Ahead of the shutdown, Department of Veteran Affairs said it expected 97% of its employees to work, though regional offices will be closed. Some death benefits, I think I covered this already, such as placement of permanent headstones at VA cemeteries and ground maintenance are expected to cease. Communication lines, including hotlines, email, social media, and responses to press inquiries are expected to be affected as well. This is funny. The Army and Navy said in its social media post that they will provide limited updates on their website during shutdown. They have people that's their job. So they're still got to go to work. So why would the Army and the Navy not be able to? We posted it on social media to tell you we may just update our social media on a limited basis. That doesn't make any sense to me. The Air Force and Space Force said their websites are not being updated because the person that updates them is just not, they can't afford the keyboard. I don't understand that. Air travel. Dangerous sticky wicket here. Air travel services will continue, allowing more than 13,000 air traffic controllers to work through a shutdown, but without pay until the government is funded again. Other essential services are still occurring, such as certification and oversight of commercial planes and engines and limited air traffic safety oversight. That's one we got to be careful with. Someone is upset and has a bad day, their judgment could be affected. The way they manage their airspace could be affected. Most of them are unbelievable professionals. Air traffic controllers are at the top of their game, especially with the outdated equipment they have to work with. Still, the Department of Transportation has stopped other activities, including the hiring of field training of air traffic controllers, facility security inspections, and support for law enforcement. More to come on this when we come back from the break. We'll go ahead and fire that off, 806-680-2790. Let me know what's on your mind. More of the Chad Hastie Show to come when we come back.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo,
News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions could lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Fox on Tech.
Stargate is one of the largest infrastructure projects in American history, and it just got bigger. OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank announcing five new Stargate data centers. Locations span across Ohio, New Mexico, and Texas, with an additional one to be announced in the Midwest. And Fox Business got a close-up look at all of that infrastructure. Eight buildings with five data halls each will be built on 1,100 acres. It's hard to understand the pure size of this operation until arriving there. It's like a mini city with roads and traffic jams, food tents, and around 6,000 people arriving for work every day. It took them a year and a half to get the first two buildings up, but Oracle CEO Clay McGurk says they've learned and they've gotten faster.
We're getting to the place where we're actually going to be bringing online more like one building a month in the first half of 2026. As we look to the other locations, it's exactly the same thing.
For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
The station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 98 years. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Haters 806-680-2790. Send me a message here on the Chad Hastie Show. Interested in the bands other than Rush that you just don't like. So I got a question earlier before I jump back into where I was at on this other discussion was about misinformation and propaganda surrounding healthcare for illegals. And while that's still not 100% that I fully understand it, WhiteHouse.gov has got a fact sheet on it. And they show you, there's a chart there that shows you the continuing resolution that spends nearly $200 billion on healthcare subsidies for illegal immigrants and non-citizens. And so it's got the sections listed. You can go look these up if you want. Section 71109, ending Medicaid funding for most non-citizens. Cost of repeal in millions. That's a lot of millions. Enhanced funding. Ending enhanced FMAP for emergency care to illegal immigrants. Closing the California loophole. Ending Medicare funding for most non-citizens. Ending Obamacare funding for most non-citizens. So that's like $91 billion. Repealing the Obamacare special rule for immigrants, $27 billion. So facts, Democrats' proposal would result in nearly $200 billion spent on health care for illegal immigrants, enough to fund the entire children's health insurance program. Democrats' proposal once again allow those improperly granted asylum and parole under Biden's open border scheme to receive Medicaid. Democrats' proposal would require Medicaid to pay for more emergency care provided to illegal aliens than it does for American patients who are disabled, elderly, or children. Straight off of WhiteHouse.gov. Democrats' proposal would allow California to continue exploiting a loophole to fund Medicaid for illegal aliens. Democrats' proposal would reinstate a special Obamacare subsidy for non-citizens, which low-income American citizens are not eligible.
Their proposal would repeal a generational $50 billion investment in rural health care. Their proposal would take health savings accounts away from 10 million American citizens. Full memo on whitehouse.gov. I'm still digging for more information, but that's, if you can't trust that source, I don't know. Well, it's just spin. Nothing from the White House is legitimate. Well, whatever. The problem is because there's so much misinformation and because there's so much propaganda and there's so much shots fired across the aisles, that even if I told you the 100, if I knew the 100% gospel truth, you wouldn't believe it. Because you can't decipher it. You can't make it make sense. All we can take about, and we're really not going to know what's going to happen until we get the reports from the after effects, when you actually see things that are happening. Now, back over to our other piece, the Department of Transportation has stopped activities, including the, see, I told you that already, hiring and firing of field training and of air traffic controllers, facility security inspections, and support for law enforcement. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association, don't know anything about the organization, but they put out a statement on Wednesday that shutdowns reduce the safety and efficiency of the national airspace system and erode the layers of safety that allow the flying public to arrive safely and on time to their destinations. Got a lot of friends in the aviation world. I haven't heard of anything being a problem yet, but you know, we're just 2.5 days here. During the shutdown, critical safety support staff are furloughed. Like to know what critical support safety staff. And support programs are suspended, making it difficult for air traffic controllers and other aviation safety professionals to perform at optimum levels. I'd like to know what that means. Who? What programs are suspended? What safety support are furloughed? Social Security checks, the other one talk about. Will Social Security checks still go out? Yes, they are mandatory under law. They have to send them out. Regardless of a shutdown, recipients will expect to continue receiving their payments. The Social Security Administration could face a furloughed workforce, so it could be harder to get them out. But they'll still process new Social Security applications, but they may be a little bit delayed. But those checks are still going to go out. Health and Human Services, Department of Health and Human Services, that includes Centers for Medicine, Medicaid Services, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the FDA. Nobody cares if the FDA gets shut down for a little while. Said its contingency plan that expects more than 32,000 of its nearly 80,000 workers to be furloughed. People are worried, like they get furloughed and everything still operates okay. Oh, wait a minute, now they don't need me. Health and Human Services said expected activities will continue. Wow, we're up. This is the end of the hour. Wow. It blew right by. We're not going to get this finished. They said expected activities will continue, offering, as an example, responses to pandemics, flu, and hurricane. National Institute of Health is still conducting research and clinical services because some of their funding comes from different areas. It's already guaranteed grants. Research contacts and grants to external organizations are frozen from the federal grants, but the money they've already gotten is already out there. And quite a bit more we could get into after the break. We'll check in the news and weather. Be back with hour two of the Chad Hasty Show right here on the Texas Town Square Media Network. Don't go anywhere.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Eat, Drink, Smoke with Tony Katz. Does the meatball make any sense? If you're already got ground beef and you're already kind of zhuzhing it up with the zhuzh, why not just make a hamburger?
Because sometimes you like to play with your food.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And a lot of times it's fun to just roll your meat on the dinner table.
Eat, Drink, Smoke with Tony Katz. Saturday evenings, 5 to 7 on KFYO and the KFYO app.
Take KFYO on the go with the KFYO app, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks losing some steam in afternoon trading and finishing mixed with the NASDAQ lagging. However, the Dow and S&P 500 posted fresh record closes on rate cut hope. Investors brushing off a government shutdown and focusing on this month's Fed meeting and AI. The government shutdown delaying the release of today's key jobs report for September and other economic data. Gold prices surging to record highs at over $3,900 an ounce as the government shutdown is driving investors towards safe haven assets. Healthcare and financials gained while tech lagged. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow up 239 points for its 11th record close of the year. The NASDAQ lower by 64. S&P 500 up a fraction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Monday, Matt Trowback in the saddle with Tom Collins, and we're going to be talking with Ryan Hyatt. Hitting the rewind button with Sports Weekend, looking at the Texas Tech Red Raiders versus Houston. What happened? And we're also going to be talking with Ambassador Tibor Nagy Jr., State of the World at 7:05. It's all right here on Sunrise LBK. We'll see you Monday morning.
Live local talk on Sundays, Reason, Religion, and Reality. Steve Evans and the Reason, Religion, and Reality crew are a panel of constitutionally minded, liberty-loving patriots covering topics from U.S. Supreme Court decisions, government actions across the spectrum, and attacks against the church. Reason, Religion, and Reality, Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and the KFYO app.
Don't miss the weekend with me, Michael Brown, every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 on the station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 97 years. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
This Friday evening, as temperatures will drop eventually into the lower 60s by Saturday morning. On Saturday, temperatures once again in the upper 80s under a partly cloudy sky. Saturday morning into Sunday morning around 61 degrees. And then Sunday's temperatures in the upper 80s. Weather brought to you by the Sonic Smasher this month only. Buy one and get one free large drink when you order in the Sonic app. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, along with official weather station News Talk, KFYU.
From the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Wait a minute. Chad Hasty's out. It's Steve Evans.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Hey, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Chad Hasty Show, 806-680-2790. I'm Steve Evans, hanging out with you this evening. Luke Matzik flying the ship on what looks like a pretty nice evening. I just stepped outside for a minute during the breaks. It's pretty nice. Let's go out and do something after the show. Wait till we're off the air. Listen to all of it. You never know what might happen, especially when I'm got the reins of the Chad Hasty Show. Never a dull moment. We're talking all things government shutdown, and I'm getting bored with this. We're going to wrap it pretty soon, but I found a couple other things I wanted to cover. Student loans, they're still going to disperse those during a government shutdown. 806-680-2790 if you'd like to weigh in, by the way. Oh, we got one. Hated band, Bad Bunny. And they're going to do the Super Bowl show. Bad Bunny was, I didn't realize that Bad Bunny was in Happy Gilmore too. Did you know that? Was a waiter and wound up being Happy's caddy. My kids pointed that out the other day. CDC will continue to monitor and respond to disease outbreaks. Nutritional programs for the
poor and women and children, how are they affected? I'm just going to start glazing over stuff. National parks remain partially open during the shutdown. Smithsonian institutions, museums, National Zoo, they will use funds from the previous year to remain open to the public. They have some of their own funding and others. Now, let's look at just a few statistics I found. Anyone out there care to guess when the last or long, let's see, what the longest government shutdown was? Anyone out there? It was December 21, like I give you time to text in. Yeah, no time there. let's see, December 21, 2018 to January 25th, 2019. 34 days, and I didn't remember. It was so uneventful, it didn't affect me. And it might have affected you, but I bet you most people can't remember that the government shut down for that long. The current budget process was established in 1976. Since then, the government has had 20 funding gaps, resulting in 10 shutdowns for various length of time. Before the 80s, funding gaps did not usually result in a government shutdown. Agencies would continue to operate with the expectation that funding would resume in the future. It's kind of bold. Since 82, shortly after the basis for government shutdowns was established, funding gaps have led to full or partial shutdowns more frequently. So we had one for 2 days in 81. 82 had one for a day, another day, 84, 86, 90, 3 days, 5 days in 95, 21 days in 96. I should remember that. 16 days in 2013, but the longest was 34 days. This will get resolved. Maybe we'll save a little money in the process. Now, switching gears, is it time for funny news? This is kind of funny. This is a few days ago. I don't know if Chad picked this up or not, but there is a business out there called Trump Burger. It is a legal dust-up over the chain named after the 45th and 47th president. Owners of Trump Burger and filed a federal lawsuit. There's one in Bellevue, Texas. They filed a federal lawsuit. Let's see, this article, I guess it was last Friday, accusing the landlord Archie Patterson of trademark infringement and breach of contract and civil theft, and are asking the court for damages and injunctive relief. According to the complaint filed with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas, four owners of Trump Burger entered a 5-year commercial lease with Patterson Company in 25. The owners agreed to pay $20,000 for the transfer of Patterson's liquor license. It hadn't gotten funny yet. They say Patterson refused to transfer the license unless Trump Burger employees were transferred to the payroll of his entity, Altex personnel. Okay, so on April 8th, Patterson officially created MAGA Burger in Houston, listed himself as a managing member, then registered the name MAGA Burger as an assumed name for Trump Burger. Oh, they were in a fight. Trump Burger and MAGA Burger. So anyway, the rest of it's irrelevant. More Houston stuff, Houston LLCs continue to fight. Has anybody ever eaten at a Trump Burger? I don't know if there's more than one. It is a chain, Trump Burger chain. The one I'm looking at in Bellevue, Texas, I mean, it is decorated Trump grandiose. Flags flying everywhere, big life-size pictures of Trump in the windows. It's, I mean, they've gone all out. So fighting over the Trump MAGA Burger. And the best way to do that is to sue. Let's see. Let's get rid of that. That's more shutdown. I'm just over the shutdown stuff. 806-680-2790. If you've got a band that you dislike or hate, or strongly oppose, all of the above, let us know. Luke's question of the week. Now, Trump administration tells Congress it determined U.S. engaged in formal armed conflict. Formal, not informal. Formal armed conflict. It looks like a duel with terrorist drug cartels. They sent a memo to Congress yesterday saying the United States is now in a non-international armed conflict with drug cartels, which administration officials have designated as terrorist organizations. The president directed these actions consistent with his responsibility to protect Americans' United States interest abroad and in furtherance of the United States' national security and foreign policy interest, pursuant to his constitutional authority as commander-in-chief and chief executive to conduct foreign relations. The long-winded part of the memo. They said in the report, the report was issued to Congress following the September 15th strike against a designated terrorist organization and does not convey new information. White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly told Fox News that Trump has acted in line with the law of armed conflict to protect our country from those trying to bring deadly poisons to our shores. And he's delivered on his promise to take on the cartels and eliminate these national security threats from murdering more Americans. And it goes on. The thing that worries me just a little bit is, and there's great video of just these like cigar boats and just getting blown up. You know, fast movers, boom. And maybe using drones. But what bothers me is we have to be careful, in my opinion, my humble opinion, that we don't open the door to military action at home on U.S. soil, that we don't start violating the Posse Comitatus Act, that we don't move into being a police state all in the name of we're trying to protect you from all of these groups that we continue to declare. Now, if that's what it takes to attack fentanyl, this and there's some synthetics out there that are even worse than fentanyl, if that's what it takes, get after it. But I think we need to be careful, very, very careful, that authority doesn't get extended too far, that we don't start seeing troops. And every time Trump deploys troops to California or Seattle or Portland or wherever we're sending them off to, it makes me nervous. Because typically that takes a gubernatorial request for the military to help out, not just a military action on U.S. soil. Now, if I'm stating that wrong, let me know, 806-680-2790. But it makes me nervous. Let's see. Cartels involved have grown more armed, well-organized, and violent, the memo said. They have financial means, sophistication. Well, that's true. Paramilitary capabilities needed to operate with impunity. Cartels become very, very heavily armed. They illegally and directly caused the death of tens of thousands of American citizens. Although friendly foreign nations have made significant efforts to combat these organizations, suffering significant losses of life, these groups are now transnational and conduct ongoing attacks through the Western Hemisphere, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. In the video, they blow up this boat. I mean, it's grandiose. Go look at it. Google it. You can find it on Fox News. The vessel was assessed by U.S. intelligence to be affiliated with a designated terrorist organization at the time engaged in trafficking illicit drugs, which could eventually kill Americans. Trump's pledge to unleash the U.S. military on drug cartels amid a buildup in the Caribbean while signing off on a series of strikes against these alleged vessels from Venezuela to combat the flow of illegal drugs into the U.S. I think it's going to happen more and more. It'll be interesting to see. We'll take the break. 806-680-2790. Stick around.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hi, Angie. This is your phone here in the cup holder. Pick me up.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, look, a text from Mr. Dreamy.
Hush, driving here.
I'm getting an email. Gwen is giving away free bunnies.
No.
You are so pushy.
I know. I need therapy. Let's search it now.
Phone! Quiet!
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Live local talk on Sundays. Reason, Religion, and Reality. Steve Evans and the Reason, Religion, and Reality crew are a panel of constitutionally minded, liberty-loving patriots covering topics from U.S. Supreme Court decisions, government actions across the spectrum, and attacks against the church. Reason, Religion, and Reality. Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and the KFYO app.
What's better than listening to KFYO first thing in the morning? Well, listening to Fox News on KFYO first thing in the morning. Don't miss the latest news affecting the local and federal government, as well as the goings-on in that little white building called the White House. With Fox News, every day, right here on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM, KFYO.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Tired of hearing sugar-coated views on the news of the day? Well, I hold nothing back. Join me, Mark Levin, for The Mark Levin Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1, 790, KFYO, and the KFYO app.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show, 806-680-2790. I'd like to send a message. Leroy from Wichita Falls weighed in on Luke's question, said, anything I don't want to hear. Ready to take a broad swipe at that. That's the shotgun approach to that, Leroy. Thanks for listening. Let's see. I did not didn't pick this up on my radar. Oh, here we go. I need the best version of this article. Let's look here. Sean Diddy Combs got sentenced. Let's see. I forgot he was. We were waiting to hear the sentence of P. Diddy. He was sentenced to only about 4 years in prison today. Paltry term compared to the more than a decade prosecutors sought after a blockbuster, stomach-churning trial exposed the mogul's depraved secrets. The disgraced hip-hop icon, 55, could be a free man in just 3 years. He's already spent 14 months behind bars. While the sex crimes case wound through the Manhattan federal court, the judge, at the end of an emotional, nearly six-hour hearing, admonished Combs for using his vast power to abuse women, but ultimately opted to give the Bad Boy Records founder a chance to reclaim his life. You abused the power and control that you had over the lives of women you professed to love dearly, the judge told Combs, before handing down the sentence. This is not written very well. It just doesn't flow. Handing down the sentence of 50 months with 5 years of supervised release and $500,000 fine. Who gets that money? You abuse him physically, emotionally, and psychologically. Why did it happen so long? Because you had the power and resources to keep it going because you weren't caught. A meaningful sentence is needed to protect the public from further crimes, but Combs' punishment on a prostitution conviction related to his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura and an influencer known as Jane was more lenient than the roughly 6 to 7 year term recommended under federal guidelines. It's
It's also a far cry from the 14-month time served sentence his high-powered defense team argued his prostitution convictions warranted. Prosecutors, meanwhile, contend the music mogul deserved a prison term of 11 years, arguing that Combs had left his victims living in fear. The highly anticipated sentence unfolded in the same courtroom where jurors found Combs guilty July 2nd, two counts of transporting people for the purposes of prostitution. The jury acquitted Combs of the top counts of sex trafficking, racketeering, and charges that could have sent him to prison for life. HR on the phone. Go ahead and fire that off. Yeah, we'll see. HR, you're on the Chad Hasty Show. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. You're doing a good job today. How you doing? You all right?
Appreciate it. Doing great.
Man, I've been doing some thinking, and I wanted to just throw out to you who I think Donald Trump is in regards of the Republicans and the Democrats. And why the Democrats can't touch him, really. You know, if you go back and you look at all the Republicans throughout history in your lifetime, you know, I'm 60 years old, so I go back 60 years of all the Republicans that I know. They've always spoke with dignity and all of those things, and that's who they are. Even in an argument, Newt Gingrich has always spoke with peace and whatever. Even
they've
if
been,
he was mad,
they've been statesmen
in a dignified way.
Yeah, they've been statesmen.
Now, huh?
They've been statesmen about it.
Right. Let's look at Trump. If you go back and look at Trump, now I thank God that he's a Republican. I'm glad that he's on the Republican side. But who he really is, he is a Democrat. Who, you know what I mean? That he's lived his life that way throughout his life, and I think that they just got too left for him, and he left the left, is what he did. And this is why the Democrats, they don't know how to deal with them. They can't deal with him because he is them. I mean, if you go back and look at how they've spoken from the rhetoric that they've been using all their throughout politician history that in my lifetime, they've always spoken just like he speaks. And that's why I think that they can't touch him, because, you know, he's 5-10 steps ahead of them.
Oh, he always
you know,
is, yeah.
So I don't know. I just I'm gonna tell you one thing that I hope, and I'll get out of your way.
Sure.
I hope that we're not being set up by a man who's been a Democrat all of his life, and then he comes over to the Republican side, does a lot of extreme right things, and then when the left responds, like the you know you was talking a while ago about the military. In cities and stuff like that, without without the governors asking and stuff like that.
Right.
If they flip that around, what does it look like? Because you know how frivolous the left is. So what does that look like if the left does the things that he's been doing?
Don't hang up. Stay with me just a second. So first off, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. He switched parties in 1952 and was one of the most conservative presidents we've ever seen. I mean, I've got a Ronald Reagan doll in my office that you squeeze on it and it quotes a Ronald Reagan quote. But we've seen a lot of people in history that look at that party and left it. I believe that JFK was a conservative Democrat enough that would probably be a Republican present day if he was still alive. Would have switched parties. And some can say that it's because it's the wealthy elite or whatever. You can go back and forth. So I have the similar reservations that you do, and it does bother me. And I've talked about this on this show and my Sunday show as well, that I always worry that we set precedent that if the Democrats are back in power, they will use every bit of that against us. And that does make me nervous.
Yeah. Yeah,
can you
yeah,
imagine if Hakeem Jeffries, he would be the speaker, he'd be the speaker. I mean, that's the first thing they'd do. They elect him speaker, and they would impeach Donald Trump every single day.
Yeah, I can't. You know, we have to win these midterms, or he's going to have a 2-year presidency, and he'll be a lame duck for real. I really want to see him win. It's kind of sweet and sour. I want to see him win, but at the same time, he will be totally unhinged in the second term. Well, you know what I mean, as far as
second half of his term.
Yeah, the second half of his presidency, because there would be no stopping him. He don't have to care what the Republicans think, because it's his last rodeo, you know. So,
well, but the thing about thought. It is he's got to lead the Republicans so that they can create meaningful law that can't be undone in the future. Executive orders and temporary stuff can always be undone. He's got to work with Congress to create meaningful legislation to shore up those policies. HR, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Good to hear
you
from
too,
you.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Great comment. Thanks for calling, HR. We're going to take a break because they make us. We've got to check in with news and weather, see what's going on outside. 806-680-2790. Still interested in Luke's question of the week, the band you love to hate, or however he phrased it, the band you dislike, the music act you dislike. More of the Chad Hasty Show, another half hour to go on this Friday edition. Back in a moment.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Today's markets from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Well, howdy, neighbors. Texas feeder cattle auctions were mixed, reporting prices $2 lower to $8 higher. Cattle futures are up. October live cattle futures at 49 cents, closed at $231.02. October feeder cattle futures up $2.87, closed at $357.17. October cotton futures up a little bit, closed at 62.86. December wheat futures down a couple of pennies, closed at 4.97 a bushel. December corn down 3 pennies to close at 4.19. And November soybean futures down 3 cents, closed at $10.21 a bushel. October soybean meal futures down 60 cents, closed at $270.70 per ton. October class 3 milk futures down 11 cents, closed at $17.21 a hundred. November crude oil futures up 32 cents, trading at 60.80 per barrel, and the Dow Jones up 238 points, another all-time high. The close was 46,758, and that's the market roundup from the Texas Department of Agriculture. I'm your commissioner, Sid Miller. And remember, friends, Texas Agriculture Matters.
Evening, as temperatures will drop eventually into the lower 60s by Saturday morning. On Saturday, temperatures once again in the upper 80s under a partly cloudy sky. Saturday morning into Sunday morning around 61 degrees, and then Sunday's temperatures in the upper 80s. Weather brought to you by the Sonic Smasher this month only. Buy one and get one free large drink when you order it in the Sonic app. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, along with official weather station news talk, KFYU.
This is House Call for Health. With the school year now in full swing, health experts are warning parents to watch for signs of burnout, as a child's schedule can fill up pretty quickly. Pediatric psychologists with Cleveland Clinic say if you notice changes in a child's sleep, eating habits, mood, or grades, they may be juggling more than they can handle. They suggest helping them prioritize tasks that matter the most, while still making space for extracurriculars. One psychologist says extracurricular activities give children an outlet outside of the things they have to do. They provide opportunities for peer interaction, offer structure, and help them learn time management skills. The Cleveland Clinic notes some stress is normal, but too much can take a toll on a child's mental and physical health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
If you've missed the Kim Komando Show, you've missed a lot.
When you get this all done, give us a call back. Which one actually worked the best? You know, I'm not a betting woman, but, you know, I am the digital goddess, so I'm going to go with the Adobe Podcast Enhance over Andrew's CapCut.
I like my job, so I'm going to agree with you.
America's digital goddess, Kim Komando.
Kim Komando. Saturday afternoons from 2 till 4 on KFYO. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Am I crazy to think
us giving these kind of weapons to Ukraine, given what has been said over the past several years about, hey, we want to limit the spread of this conflict, is there a way that Trump wants this to be out publicly to Putin to try to pressure him? We better get a ceasefire or else there are going to be consequences inside of Russia.
I think that he's changing his position based on the reality of the conflict. I think this is a change in posture from Trump, which is based on the seeing what it is that Vladimir Putin is really all about. It was very popular with the Republican base. Like, it wasn't really even clear what it was. We were just, Zelensky is money laundering, they say, and Zelensky's doing all these bad things, and we don't want to get involved in another war. Okay, yes, absolutely. We don't want to get involved in another war, but are we going to stop sending them stuff or not?
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KFYO.
The Weekend with Michael Brown. If we go in the Wayback Machine, our own personal brains, and we really try to imagine the 4 years of Joe Biden, and if we imagine the first 4 years of Donald Trump, where we thought that Donald Trump was going to do, you know, bam, 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 blow everything up. But then we had Russia, Russia, Russia. And we had the impeachment trials, and we had everything going on. And I think there was a lot accomplished during those 4 years. Imagine you're building a brick wall, and your goal is to build that brick wall 20 feet high because you want all of that crap that's going on in the world behind that brick wall. Trump gets elected. He starts building the wall, and he does a lot of good stuff. I mean, the tax cuts, some of the things that he did with NATO as a beginning, didn't accomplish everything, but he started the process. And I think that's what we need to recognize. But because they see, oh my God, he really is going to build a brick wall. He really is going to do what he says he's going to do. Now we've got to come after him. The Weekend with Michael Brown, every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 on Lubbock's KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. 806-6802-790 if you'd like to send a message, especially a band you dislike. The question of the week. I thought of a whole genre of music I really dislike. I don't like K-pop. Can't stand it. It's horrible. Can't stand it at all. No K-pop. Don't you dare. Don't you dare play K-pop. I see you looking up at the screen. He's like, oh, I'm going to find a K-pop song for Steve. Don't do it. 777 says, I bet the money doesn't go to the girls. Oh, yeah, the $500,000 that they fined PD. I bet it doesn't either. Administrative fees. I don't know what the money goes to. Does it vary state to state, court to court? I don't know. I have no idea. Text in if you know. I don't have a clue where the money goes when they're fined. I don't know. I guess legal fees to prosecution. If it's a very expensive prosecution, I guess that fine could go to fund the district attorney's office or whoever. I don't know. That's interesting. Kind of breaking news. Hamas agrees to release all Israeli hostages outlined in the Trump-Gaza peace deal. Hamas announced today, this afternoon, I believe, that it agreed to release all Israeli hostages, dead or alive, as part of the Donald Trump's Gaza peace proposal. These leaders also indicated they were prepared to enter mediated negotiations to finalize the deal, according to a Hamas statement shared by Trump on Truth Social. Based on the statement just issued by Hamas, I believe they're ready for lasting peace, Trump wrote. Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly. Right now, it's far too dangerous to do that. We're already in discussions on details to be worked out. This is not about Gaza alone. This is about long-sought peace in the Middle East. I hope that's possible. The announcement came hours after Trump issued public warning to the terrorist group, noting its leaders will be hunted down and killed if the remaining Israeli hostages were not released by Sunday night. Hamas said in the statement it held in-depth consultations within its leadership institutions, extensive consultations with Palestinian forces and factions, and consultation with mediators and friends to reach a reasonable position regarding Trump's plan.
Leaders said they appreciated the president's efforts to end the war and agreed to hand over the administration of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body of independence that will probably have Hamas terrorists infused in it. Broader issues in I don't trust it. Broader issues in Trump's Gaza proposal include the future of Gaza and Palestinian rights will be addressed with a unified Palestinian national framework, with Hamas participating responsibly in the process, according to the statement. Trump last week unveiled the 20-point peace plan, calling for an end to Israel's military operations, disarmament of Hamas. They're going to go door to door and seize their weapons, and reconstruction of the Gaza Strip under a Palestinian governing body overseen by an international coalition led by the United States. Though Hamas agreed to return all 46 hostages, its statement did not address the disarmament. Israel has not publicly commented yet on the announcement. A spokesperson, I'm not even going to try the name, Majid al-Ansari, spokesperson for Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said in an X post, the country welcomes Hamas's announcement and supports an immediate ceasefire to facilitate the safe and swift release of hostages and to achieve rapid results to stop the bloodshed of our Palestinian brothers in the Gaza Strip. Before I go further, Hamas is a terrorist organization. We have a policy of not negotiating with terrorists for good reason. They will stab us in the back. They are radical. And we're talking about peace with Hamas, the ceasefire, working together. I don't see it. Have they suddenly decided that they're not going to be radical anymore? They will stab us in the back the first chance they get. I don't know. I'm skeptical. I hope the president can broker peace. It would be a big deal. But they've been fighting overseas. They've been fighting in the Middle East. They've been fighting over Gaza for years. I don't know. I'm skeptical. Qatar announced it started coordinating with its mediation partners in Egypt in collaboration with the U.S. to advance discussions on a planned aim at bringing an end to the war. French President Macron also waiting on social media, thanking Trump for his commitment to peace. The release of all hostages in a ceasefire in Gaza are within reach. Hamas's commitment must be followed up without delay. We now have the opportunity to make decisive progress towards peace. France will play its full part in line with the efforts of the United Nations alongside the United States, Israelis, Palestinians, all of its international partners. Again, the conflict that's been going on since October 7th of 23, when Hamas launched the assault on Israel rockets, breaching the border defenses, community more than a dozen miles from Gaza. Militants killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, abducted roughly 250 others. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, which is affiliated with Hamas, more than 60,000 Palestinians have been killed since the initial attack. Let's see. Still a developing story. White House didn't immediately provide comment, though Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt showed a photo of X in the Trump photo, a photo to X of Trump in the Oval Office, noting he will respond to Hamas's acceptance plan. And I believe that press release has already happened, I think. It may have started when we got on the air. I wonder if the, you know, dead or alive, does that mean they're all going to show up dead? Do we know who's still alive, or do they just kill them? I don't know. I hate to be so skeptical. The terrorist organization, there is evil brewing and continues to brew, and this continues to be pushed by Hamas. It just seems crazy that we're negotiating. And again, peace is always better. We need to end our involvement, and diplomatic negotiations are always the best way. But, man, it's just like we're sitting waiting for that grenade to go off. You know, the pin's pulled, holding on tight, just waiting for it to get thrown, or just, you know, the suicide vest to go off. That's what I don't know. I don't see it. But maybe that would be a pretty big feather in Trump's cap, wouldn't it? Negotiate peace in the Gaza Strip. Oh, let's see. What else can we get into? We got to pick one more good thing to get into. 806-680-2790. If you want to get in your last comments of the week, it's especially on Luke's question of the week. A band you love to hate. That's the quickest way to sum it up. A band you love to hate. I still haven't thought of that one. I don't know why I can't. I'm sure there is. There's just that one that comes on and I think, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But, you know, I don't typically have K-pop coming across my stream, so it's not in my playlist. You know, it's funny. Every once in a while, you've got Apple Music. It creates your own channel. So I have like Steve's channel, and I'll put that on sometimes. And my kids they flip out because it's just such a wide variety of music. And so it goes in and looks at your searches and just the algorithm tries to figure out what you like to hear, and it can't figure me out. It is absolutely all over the place. But anyway, let's take the break. Back to wrap up the show and wrap up the week here on the Chad Hastie Show, 806-680-2790. Get those last minute text in. Quick break. We'll be back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Me feel infection. It's almost like I don't know what this is. You got me there. I don't know what it is. Oh my goodness. Let's see. I did find 806-680-2790. Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. I did find, I got one more text in. I can't stand to hear Boy George on the radio. I don't know. It's the problem with Boy George is if you're a Gen Xer, it gets stuck in your head and you can't get it out. Oh, so I found a site. It's a culture site. It's the 10 bands everyone loves to hate. I thought it was interesting. Some I agree with, some I don't. Number 10, Nickelback. Is one of them. No, actually not number 10. That was just the head of the Eagles starts at number 10. And I don't get it. I don't know. What's wrong with a little Hotel California, a little peaceful, easy feeling? What's wrong with Don Henley? I don't know. Unless you're the dude from the Big Lebowski that hates the Eagles. I don't know.
I think that's the only reason that's on there, truthfully.
Probably. I hate the Eagles, man. I'm going to get thrown out of the cab. Hope you know what I'm talking about. I'm a huge Lebowski fan. Let's see. Was that Nine Inch Nails? Texture says Nine Inch Nails. It had a Nine Inch Nails feel to it. I just, not a song I recognized. Good guess there, though. Let's see. Who's number 9? Dave Matthews. I kind of get it. Yeah, kind of get that. I don't like Dave Matthews at all. I don't hate Dave Matthews, but I'll probably tune out. John Mayer. Everybody loves to hate John Mayer. Yeah, John Mayer, you know, who was it he played with? Brad Paisley or one? They did one of those mix-up deal live. Both really good guitar pickers. And so that was impressive. But and John Mayer's is a guitar guy, but I don't know. Not in love. Probably tune that out. Metallica made the list. I don't get that, but you get it. Nick's like, eh, or Nick, not Luke. Luke's like, yeah, I kind of get it. Let's see. Coldplay. Yeah. Kind of. I don't know. Yeah, I get it. Coldplay. They want to be rockers. Kind of pop. Want to be, they don't know what they want to be. So they make pop charts, or made the pop charts. So I don't know. Viva La Vida is really the only song anybody knows from Coldplay. The rest of them, you got to be a diehard Coldplay fan to be in that group. 317, if I tell you, then you will play this person. It has to be Prince. Can't stand the guy. Never did. I'm not in love with Prince or the symbol or whatever.
I used to really like Prince, but for some reason recently I just got burnt out on him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Little Red Corvette. I mean, that's
a good
iconic. It's an iconic song. I think that's good. But 317 hates Prince. It's not Nick tonight. He says, take a shot, Nick. No, we don't have time. You got in at the right time. There's no time for us to put music in. We can't play an outro.
I mean, I could derail the whole show, but...
Don't do it.
Okay.
Grew up with Metallica. We are Metallica'd out. 777. Number 5, Kiss.
I get that.
Do you?
I'm not a Kiss guy. I feel like their image clashes so hard with how not hard their music is.
That's probably fair. They had the look of like, but you have to, I mean, they started in the 70s. There wasn't anything hard in the 70s. You know, that was hard. That was hard rock in the 70s. It's kind of soft pop now, you know, as we kind of move on. Smash Mouth. Yeah, I don't like Smash Mouth either. I get that one. It's kind of cliche music, you know. Let's see. U2. I'm on board. I don't like U2. I hate U2, man. Yeah. Don't like U2.
Doesn't help they force that album onto everyone's iPods or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole Joshua Tree thing. I never got it. I knew some, like, back in the day, some really hardcore U2 fans. I never got it. Never got it. Let's see. Nickelback is at number 2. I jumped to. Why is everybody hating on Nickelback? I like Nickelback.
I used to be on the train of hating Nickelback, but as I've gotten older, like, it's just good. It's just good music. I don't know. I think they're pretty cool.
I think they're kind of like parallel to the Foo Fighters. Now, Dave Grohl has got such a long history of different bands, from Nirvana, was drummer in Queens of the Stone Age for a little bit, and then in front of Foo Fighters, great music. I think Nickelback is kind of along those lines, but don't know why that made the list. And the number one, I kind of get it. This was a mid-90s band, so it's... You have to. It depends on who you ask. It's like running polls for political polls. It depends on the sample set. Creed makes number one in this list. Yeah. How do you feel about Creed? You don't even want to comment on that one, do you?
No, I'm going to be real. I like Creed. I think Creed's pretty fun, but I get why people wouldn't like him.
I had a Creed CD in my 10 disc changer in my pickup. You remember the one in the trunk with the little cartridge? Oh yeah, I had one of those. It was behind the seat. I had a Creed CD in my 10 disc changer for sure. Let's see. 777. Isn't Nickelback Canadian? That's why they're no good. Are they Canadian? I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. Let's see if this article says anything. I don't know if they're Canadian or not. They may be. Same place Avril Lavigne came from, maybe. The wannabe skater. I'm not in love with her music, but it's kind of K. It's pop. Pop is probably the genre I dislike, and K-pop for sure, but pop is kind of the genre I don't like that much. I like more rock and roll, more 70s. I'm a Gen Xer. I like 70s. Even 80s pop is kind of catchy, but, you know, for a little bit, just because it triggers that Gen X trigger in it, but you'll listen to it for a minute, but it's not great, you know. But again, depends on when you grew up, whether this list actually makes sense. But, you know, for music junkies, Luke and I are both music junkies. Nick's a music junkie, too. He's got an old soul when it comes to music. Loves 70s rock and roll and can challenge you when it comes to audio trivia in 70s rock. But rounds out our list. And that'll wrap it up on Friday of the Chad Hasty Show. It's all done. There's no more show left. Nothing else. Chad should be back in studio on Monday, just taking care of a little personal business today, wrapping up the week. Enjoyed being with you today. Always do. Hey, if you're in Lubbock tomorrow, get out to the Tea Room at KK's Craft Mall. It's Chicken Fried Steak Day, first Saturday of the month. Go out and get your chicken fried steak plate. It's the best in town, I promise. Go help out that local business in Lubbock at KK's Craft Mall. This is the Chad Hasty Show on the Texas Town Square Media Network. Hope you have a great evening. See you down the road.
Expect to see me now anytime. When you're in my arms, I'll be fine.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.